Revenues look like now.
104.4. I talked to Wallace yesterday, who'd done a telephone rundown with a number of the Federal Reserve banks where these things clear through. And it was coming out to something a little less than 104.4, but we've got $170 million in some money coming in from offshore oil escrow accounts that we can shift in from next year to this year, which I told them to go ahead and do to get us up to the 104.4. Still some possibility of error, but on a 104, with that shift, the 104.4 still looks like the best estimate we can make.
They were off 200 to 300 million, weren't they?
About maybe 150 to 200. But we can make it up with this shift. We've been holding that in our back pocket just in case.
Have you done anything about the boys or kids over to HEW and what they did to you? Did you get them to get into their money back?
What's his name?
Gardner.
Yeah, Gardner and Kelly, who's their budget expert, I've been talking to regularly. They sent out a stop order on June 15. Stop everything. So at least we'll save what they would have spent in some of these grant programs for the last 2 weeks of the month. It's impossible to tell how much they're going to end up with, but they think they can get back maybe half of that 300. They, you know, it's impossible to get an accurate forecast, but I think they may be able to get back half of it.
What do your expenditures look like now?
Well, on the assumption, on a conservative estimate, that they'll get back only 100 of the 300, I'm carrying 107.4. That's with Bob McNamara's $1.5 billion, and doesn't count the extra 400. In other words, if it comes out this way, they would give you a deficit of 3.0. Remembering that, well, I keep telling you that it could be up or down some from this. But if I assume he gets back 100 million of the 300.
What's his name? Walker?
No, Kelly. James Kelly.
What is he, the controller?
He's the, yeah, the equivalent of a controller.
Now what do they do now? They make allotment to school districts?
That's well, what
under the elementary education program?
The State Board of Education gets plans, approved plans from the local districts. Once HEW agrees to the statewide approach, then the State Board of Education itself, not HEW, approves the plan, and the money's automatically available to the school board.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
even though it's not going to spend it this
year. Well, that just approves the thing. Then HEW puts the money into a deposit account, and the school board is supposed to draw it down as it needs it. In other words,